Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, August 20th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Sources tell Bloomberg that Apple plans to roll out its Apple TV movie and TV subscription service by November, starting with a small selection of shows and then expand its catalog over several months. Pricing for Apple TV Plus may start at $9.99 per month after a free trial. The TV service will be part of Apple's TV app and will also be accessible from third-party products like Roku and Amazon Fire TV boxes and Samsung TVs. Twitter suspended 936 accounts on Monday that were suspected to be tied to a Chinese state-backed information campaign amidst current protests in Hong Kong. Twitter said the accounts tried to, quote, sow political discord in Hong Kong, including undermining the legitimacy and political protest movement on the ground. In a blog post, Twitter also said, quote, going forward, we will not accept advertising from state-controlled news media entities. Any affected accounts will be free to continue to use Twitter to engage in public conversation, just not our advertising products. Twitter also suspended about 200,000 what it deems spammy accounts before they became substantially active. Apple's no-fee Apple Card is now available to all United States users through the iOS Wallet app. Apple announced it's extending its 3% daily cash offer to Uber and Uber Eats purchases, with more third-party merchants on the way. Customers get 3% cash back on Apple purchases as well, 2% cash back on any Apple Pay purchases, and 1% cash back using the physical Apple Card. Reddit is testing its public access network, also known as RPAN, a live streaming product this week before a full rollout in the coming months. Alex Lee, Reddit's VP of product, says, quote, we know that our users are familiar with streaming across their internet experience because they're seeing it on other platforms. It's become an expectation that a platform should offer this. Lee also said the network will be lightly curated with a maximum of 100 concurrent streams that run for no longer than 30 minutes each. The Reddit community will be able to up or downvote streams and live chat during broadcasts, which anyone can start. Restrictions for live streams include no not safe for work content, no dangerous or illegal activity, and no quarantine eligible content that other Redditors might find offensive or upsetting. Yubico is releasing the YubiKey 5CI, a security key that can plug into an iPhone's Lightning port or a USB-C port. For $70, the key will support 1Password, Bitwarden, Dashlane, Adaptive, LastPass, and Okta. It can also securely log into Twitter, GitHub, 1Password's web app, and a few other services using the Brave browser on iOS. The 5CI doesn't work with the newest iPad Pros, though, and services have to individually add support for Lightning connector on the 5CI into their apps. The Wall Street Journal reports that a group of state attorneys general may launch a probe next month into whether or not large companies are abusing their power to stifle market competition. Last month, the Department of Justice announced its own antitrust review of how online platforms like Google, Facebook, and Amazon achieve their market power. Back in February, the Federal Trade Commission formed a task force of its own to monitor competition among tech platforms. AI startup Cerebras Systems unveiled the largest semiconductor chip ever made. The Cerebras Wafer Scale Engine is a 1.2 transistor processor designed to specifically tackle AI. It features 400,000 cores on 42,225 square millimeters. Unlike traditional processors, in which a batch of processors are created on a single 12-inch silicon wafer, only a single-scale engine processor is created from a silicon wafer. Microsoft has acquired jClarity, which sells a pair of tools that help Java developers write better code. jClarity's Sensum product can identify software inefficiencies, and its Illuminate product can flag performance issues and uses machine learning to automate troubleshooting suggestions. Microsoft's own Azure HD Insights Managed Analytics Service uses Java, and Microsoft says it will work with jClarity engineers to make Azure a better platform for Java customers and internal teams. And finally, sources tell Reuters that Facebook-owned WhatsApp is in talks with multiple Indonesian digital payment firms to offer their mobile transaction services. This could make Indonesia the second country to offer such services after India, where WhatsApp is still awaiting delayed regulatory approval due to local data storage rules. The difference in Indonesia reportedly would be instead of direct peer-to-peer payment services, WhatsApp would instead act as a platform supporting payments from local digital wallets due to strict licensing regulations. Indonesia is Southeast Asia's largest economy and has more than 100 million users. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find our show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.